Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This morning, I woke up thinking about food. Has that ever happened to you? My guess is that would largely depend on who and where you are. And I don't believe that these food thoughts were there as a sign of my being hungry. No. In my mind, I was picturing food as culturally crafted works of art, and oddly similar to music symphonies. So today, I get to talk a little about the cultural connection of food and a few other things with one of our guests. So come on in as we open this window here on the TCT Artist Exchange.
Totally complete.
Carmen on the show today. Carmen and her family hail from Germany. So Carmen, welcome to the TCT Artist Exchange, and let's begin by talking about some of the cultural differences between the States and Germany. What would the average American find immediately very striking by visiting Germany?
Okay, so if you're visiting Germany, let's say over the holidays, let's say for example, Christmas. Okay, in Germany, Christmas Eve is our holiday. Just like Christmas Day would be your holiday in the States. On Christmas Eve, all of the stores shut down at 6 o'clock. So if you haven't gotten your gift or whatever it is that you needed to get, then you're just out of luck because everything shuts down. If you're a drinker, all of the liquor stores shut down at 6 o'clock. Unlike here in the US, they have stores open until midnight and no, none of that occurs in Germany.
Oh, okay. So yeah. So the consumer situation for holidays is very different.
It's very different.
You know, we
yes.
we have traditionally here, we've incorporated as a holiday now an event called Black Friday, where we stores have sales and people come out and they expect to save extravagantly on their purchases and things. I guess what you're saying is over in Germany, Black Friday is more like Friday club night.
Right.
or something, right? What about barriers? Language barriers? Is it difficult for the average American going over there to be able to communicate with, or is English spoken as a huge derivative over there? Do a lot of people speak English?
Yeah, a lot of people do speak English. I find that the majority of the people over there are very they're very accommodating. You know, mm-hmm. They take their time to try to figure out what it is that you're trying to say.
Well, let's talk about the language.
Okay.
And being that you are a direct equivalent of that culture and that language, how about you say something in the language in German? How about something that's comparable to hear, not just an average dialect of hello, how are you, but something that is maybe a directive or something. How about you say the phrase, hey, you, close the door in German?
Bitte mach die Tür zu. That means please close the door.
Oh, please close the door.
Yes.
Again, part of that.
Yes.
That nicety that
yes.
Germany, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Now we.
None of that, hey, close the door, I'll kick your.
No.
None of that going on.
No,
okay.
No.
All right.
No.
It's please, thank you,
yeah.
The,
so,
the niceties.
Yeah.
What about structurally, architecture and things? Is there a beauty to the German landscape?
Oh my gosh. I mean, the country is so beautiful. You have a lot of castles over there. So my mom was born in Heidelberg, and they have in Heidelberg, they have the it's called the Heidelberger Schloss. I mean, means the Heidelberg Castle that's been around for, oh my God, ages.
Really?
I've had the opportunity to go with my mom and to actually tour the inside of the castle. And they even have a wall, a huge wall where you can actually sign your name. You can, you know, say a little something, whatever it is, you know. Really beautiful. We have the Rhine River that is one of the major attractions. We also have what they call the Alte Stadt. That means the old city.
Okay, a traditional, almost Victorian
right.
look to it. Okay.
Yeah, the older cities, the older cities in the country. You know, they have the cobblestone streets. Their homes, the design, the architectural of the home on the outside is very, I don't know, colorful maybe?
Okay.
Yeah.
So there is a quaintness.
Yes.
You know, where we have predominantly cities and we've established a culture of city life.
Right.
There in Germany, it still has what has the look of village life.
Yes. Yes.
In a modern day contemporary type of setting, I know some of the German art is fantastic.
Yes.
So I can just imagine the architecture and buildings and the artwork that you see. It's phenomenal. What about food? Do you still prepare traditional German dishes?
I do. So in our family, Christmas Eve, we usually prepare an all-German dish.
Okay.
And that would consist of, it's called Sauerbraten. Sauerbraten is a marinade.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Marinated roast that you marinate for at least 4 days.
Oh, okay.
Which makes the meat, you know, very tender. You basically marinate it with four ingredients. Half vinegar, half water, onions, one onion that you slice, peppercorn. You put it inside of a pot, make sure that the roast is covered, you mm-hmm. know. And you put it in the fridge, you know, and like I said, at least for 4 days.
Oh.
Okay, so we have the Sauerbraten, we have the Kartoffelknödel. That is potato dumpling that you prepare from scratch.
And how's that prepared?
So you boil the potatoes. Once the potatoes are cooled, you peel them and you grind it. And interesting enough, I still have my mom's grinder that this thing has to be at least 60 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still in working condition.
Still working, still grinding.
I'm still grinding, yeah.
And I guess that's a necessary tool for these Christmas dinners that you still prepare,
yes,
obviously.
Yes, still do. And red cabbage.
And red cabbage.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's a traditional.
Wow, it sounds like a truly delicious meal.
Yes.
And obviously, Christmas is, or Christmas Eve is a very, very big deal.
It is.
In Germany.
Yeah.
The remarkable thing is how integral family was.
Yes.
To holidays.
Yes.
So, yeah, those of you out there that have never visited Germany, you might want to consider that in your travel plans.
Yes.
That sounds like a wonderful place to visit and to to see the wonderful warm people there and the charming atmosphere and the landscape. So hopefully we all get a chance to go. Thank you so much, Bukar, for that tourist trip into your native country. We appreciate that.
You're welcome.
The last time that you can remember having a really bad day. And when I say really bad day, I'm not referencing a day where one or two situations of consequence momentarily threw you off your game. No, no, no. As unfortunate as that might have been, what I'm shining a light on is that extremely long day just stacked with endless mishaps, pitfalls, and improbables, and mind-numbing bad luck. And right at the end of that day, filled with accident and malady that has journeyed you to your maximum point of tolerance, to where your pressure point has reached its absolute highest level, where anxiety-filled thought process is totally overloaded, and there's just no way imaginable that you can possibly digest any additional problematic issues at all. And just when you're at that breaking point is when it happens. Up jumps the one thing, regardless of how big or how small, that truly tests your endurance level. That's where we say welcome to the Misery Index. So we're going to bring on two of our favorites for the Misery Index Challenge. So Lamar, welcome to TCT Artist Exchange. Welcome to the challenge called Misery Index. Uncle CP, we welcome you also to Misery Index.
Thank you.
What this is basically think of it as if you think that you're having a bad day before now, okay, it doesn't get any better, okay? We've all had those rough days where everything has gone wrong. There's always something else that pushes us over the top. So let's say you're having an extremely bad day, and it doesn't end with one or two things. You know, four or five things goes wrong, and just when you think you've got it all licked or nothing else can happen, something happens, like you break your key off in your car ignition, or you drop your cell phone, or you go to the dentist to have them address an issue with one of your teeth, and your dentist tells you you've got to remove three or four. So it's what can be compounded on to what else is going on in your life. And we refer to that as an index, okay? There's a number associated with that. So how this challenge works is I'm going to give each one of you, one at a time, a choice of three things that could happen to you on top of already having a bad day. Okay? So imagine yourself already having a day that you don't want to relive, but you're going to be given a choice of three other things to happen to you. And each one of these things has a point value to it, anywhere from 5 to 100. All right. I'm not going to tell you the point value, but what I want you to do is to pick the choice that you think would make you most miserable out of the three. Okay? As I say, each one of them, we're going to elaborate on how good or bad that is until we talk about all three, and then you choose one of the three. Easy enough?
Yes, sir.
And at the end of it all, I'll tell you what your combined totals are in points. That would be your index of misery. Now, for the context of the game, you actually want a lower point value than the person, than your opponent. The person with the highest point value has the highest amount of misery, let's say. Their misery index is higher. Okay? So think of it that way. So, Lamar.
Yes, sir.
All right. Since you chose to be first, I'm going to give you your first question. Okay? And we'll talk about these one at a time. Now, keep in mind, it is a misery index quote. So, imagine yourself having a bad day and one of these three things happen to you toward the end of a bad day. Your quest. Question one. Which would freak you out more? Okay, if you found a squirrel in your house, okay, and I know that would kind of bother you, would it not? She already left. It's squirrel in the house. She already left the house. Are you there?
I'm here. I'm agreeing with you.
Okay. So yeah, that's what I want to hear. As I say each one of these, I would like to hear your level of what it means to you. So finding a squirrel in the house would freak you out?
Yes.
How much?
Okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah, the level of it, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna talk. Yeah, I'm gonna throw three things out to you, but we're gonna talk about each one as I mentioned them.
Right. Okay? I got you.
So I would say the fact that I would leave the house would be a really high index.
So you would leave the house? You wouldn't just hide in one room until you thought the squirrel was gone?
No.
So you totally leave the house. Okay.
Totally leave the house, call 911, animal control, and probably sit in my car till they got there.
Okay. So we've got squirrel in the house. Number two would be that a creepy homeless man follows you home.
I'm not scared of that, so.
Okay, so that wouldn't freak you out that much. That wouldn't bother you that much.
No, Mama's in the house too, so.
Okay. What about if you found a live rat in your toilet?
That would freak me out. Keep in mind.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
New York, that would freak me out.
Out of those three things, which would freak you out the most?
The squirrel.
The squirrel in the house.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Uncle CP.
Yes, sir.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And I neglected to mention that there are five rounds to this particular challenge. All right. So I have your first question. Which would bother you more? Number one, you were forced to attend a four-hour opera. How much would that bother you? Could you see yourself? A four-hour opera? Could you see?
Not much. That wouldn't bother me.
You do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing that. I would love to go.
Okay.
Hey, Dan, what's the problem?
All right. What about number... the second choice, a six-hour flight seated behind a crying baby on a six-hour flight. Would that...
that would annoy me. It would bother me a little bit. That would annoy me. I could still live with it, but yeah, that would annoy me a lot.
Okay, well...
Six
6 hours behind a crying baby the whole time.
Okay. That would start to get...
Or number three, you're eating a jelly donut, and you eat most of the donut before you look down and find out that it's not jelly inside. It's all mold. Oh, that'd be your immediate knee-jerk reaction, right? You laugh.
First thing, I just start spitting everything out.
Try to get it all out.
Try to throw it up and throw it back up. Yeah. That would bother me the most out of all three of those.
Out of three of those, would it be the four-hour opera, the six-hour flight behind a crying baby, or biting into a jelly donut that's not jelly?
Jelly donut's not that bad if it's mold, but I'll still be upset. But I think the crying baby will be the most.
Okay. Lamar, question number two. Okay. On your next doctor visit, now keep in mind, these things are happening after you've already had a pretty bad day. Things haven't been going well, and these three things happen. Which of these three?
Oh, okay.
Which of these three things do you feel is worse for you?
I see now.
Lamar, you go to the doctor on a doctor visit. Okay, so which is worse? The doctor telling you that you're having triplets? How would you feel about that?
Not good.
Would that... I could tell by your initial silence that would be like a total shocker.
That was my immediate, honest, sincere, genuine answer.
Okay. All right. Number two, The doctor tells you, unfortunately, after tests, they've determined that you're going to smell like a fart for the rest of your life.
That would be bad. Also, what's my next option?
Okay. And three, the doctor tells you that you've developed a serious allergy to alcohol.
That's the one.
That's the killer right there. That's the highest on the misery index. Okay. Fair enough. Uncle CP.
I'm here.
Question number two for you.
All right.
One of these three things, which would be highest on your misery level? The fact that you woke up one morning and you found out that you were mute, you couldn't speak. What? I hear Lamar laughing. All of a sudden, he went mute. It's a real thing.
That's a shock. He didn't even expect that possibility.
I'm waiting on the other two.
Well, let's talk about the first one. How much would that?
That would be damaging. Yeah, if I wake up and can't talk, you know me and my business.
That would entail gating for a while, wouldn't it? Okay.
Unless they tell you could never play Michael Jackson again.
Okay, so yeah, you go mute, you wake up one morning and you found out that you went mute, or you wake up one morning and you find out that you're deaf.
Oh my God, that's even worse.
That's even worse?
Yeah.
Okay, if you think that's bad. Let me add to your misery. You wake up one morning and you're blind.
That's the worst of all.
Huh?
I'd rather have my taken off than the rest of anything.
So you go mute, or you go deaf, or you go blind. Which one will be higher on your misery index?
Blind.
To go blind?
Yeah, that would be the highest.
Okay, so fair enough. Okay. Lamar.
Yeah.
All right. Which would be more unsettling for you in a public setting? Say a funeral. Okay? You're at a funeral, and these three things happen. Which would be higher level of misery for you? Okay? And these are going to be direct. So let's say you're at the funeral, and you vomit. You throw up. Right there at the funeral.
What else? What am I
laughing? Well, that one alone, I mean, what's the level of misery for that? I mean, would that be embarrassing to you, or?
Of course it would be embarrassing, so I'm sure there's worse things that could happen.
Well, I mean, we're measuring each one of these things for what they are.
Is it like a number or what?
No. Just, you know, would it be bad?
It'd be terrible.
Okay. To vomit in public at a funeral would be...
Anywhere.
Okay.
Anywhere.
Again, at the funeral, the other, you look in the casket and it's so shocking, and number two, you shit your pants.
Yeah, that'd be very bad.
So apparently, yeah. One thing is bad, but they could actually, things could get worse, right?
When
you think about it, things could always be worse.
Hey,
I didn't say anything on this. Any of these questions were going to be attractive. They're misery index questions, okay? So, you vomit in public at the funeral, or you shit your pants at the funeral, or you just fart loudly and repeatedly at the funeral. Which one is highest on your misery level?
Number two.
Okay. Shitting your pants in public at the funeral.
Yeah. I could walk away from people if I had that kind of issue, number three.
Okay. Uncle CP, question number three.
Yes, sir.
Ready. You're having a bad day, and these three things happen to you. Okay, for somehow, you get into a confrontation and you get tasered. Okay?
Oh, shoot. yeah.
Obviously, getting tasered, you are having a bad day, right?
Yes.
Okay. Measure that against being attacked by a swarm of bees.
Oh! Tase me.
You can relate to that because that has actually happened.
Yes.
That's a high level of misery right there.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
I wanted to get tased.
And third, in this question, compare those two things to stepping on a rusty nail.
Ooh, I had that done that too. Done that too. I had to have a tetanus shot.
Okay, so when I say having a bad day, I mean, so which one of those three would be highest on your misery index? Tasered, attacked by a swarm of bees, or you step on a rusty nail?
Between the nail and the bees, I would have to go with the bees.
You would go with the bees?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that would be.
Yeah.
Even Lamar said, yeah. Okay. Well. Keep it on the insect and animal train here, Lamar. Okay. What's worse for you? One, a spider crawling into your ear.
Ooh.
How bad is that?
Terrible.
Just like that.
Jesus, terrible. Like, what? A spider fall in my ear? I'm freaking out.
Well, that's true, but he has two more questions to go.
You still have another two questions. He's supposed to answer each question.
Yeah, just look at the questions for what they individually are, and then we'll do the collective.
She's trying to see which one is the worst.
But you admit it would be kind of...
So my choice is that would be very bad.
Okay. So we're in agreement. A spider crawling into your ear would be bad. What about a wasp flying into your mouth?
That is bad, too.
Okay. All right. And the third one is that a bird shits on your head. A bird shits on your head. A spider crawls into your ear. A wasp fly. Huh?
The wasp. My sister-in-law is listening to the questions as well. My brother's wife, they're here.
Okay.
And she kind of put her tooth in, and what would be worse for me?
Oh, she's saying what would make your day more miserable. Okay.
The wasp definitely in my mouth.
Okay.
And then, Earl, I can't talk. You know, that would be terrible.
Okay. Uncle CP.
Yes, sir.
I've got three more. Which would add to your personal misery level for the day if one of these three things happened? One, you were mistakenly deported.
No, that's bad.
Huh?
That's bad.
Right back.
They deport me, man. What? Okay.
Nah,
I didn't want that.
How about if you were taken hostage during a bank robbery?
Oh, man. That's a good one. So far, it's number two.
Okay. And what about your house burning down?
I'm having a bad day. And now I get kidnapped from bank robbers, or my house burned down, or
you're mistakenly deported.
I'm trying to figure out which one would be The point is not that bad.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey, you know, I can always find a way back.
Okay.
Yeah, find a new house. Yeah, the house burning down.
Yeah, house burning down. Yeah, that's hard. Yeah. That's hard to come back from. That's hard to change.
Yeah.
And
like I said, if I don't do nothing wrong, I might be able to. They might let me go with the kidnapping.
Right.
But I still can't get another house. Nah, it's house.
All right. Final question. Lamar, you ready?
Yes, sir.
You have a bad day, and these three things happen to you at the toward the end of your bad day.
Okay.
All right, you measure them against each other and tell me which one would make your day most increasingly bad. Okay, number one, you find your grandfather's diary, and in it you discover he was an evil Nazi. Okay. Quite a jarring, uncomfortable feeling.
The evil Nazi, yeah.
Okay. We didn't hear anything on that. We have to worry now. Be concerned about your grandfather's heritage.
That's not like a real question. I don't know.
You take that with a grain of salt, right? He did what he did. Okay. Or you have to unclog your toilet with your bare hands.
Oh man.
What's happening? Go ahead.
Okay. And I know sister-in-law is there, but she'll understand why I was asking you this question. How does this
bare hands?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Okay, so we're gonna ask this third one. You wake up one morning with a massive hangover and a racist tattoo on your ass. She's gone. She left the show. She left.
No. Second one.
So you find your grandfather's diary and find out he was an evil Nazi. You have to unclog your toilet with your bare hands, or you wake up with a massive hangover and a racist tattoo on your ass.
The doodoo.
The doodoo. She ain't doing the doodoo.
She'd rather wake up with the tattoo, unknown tattoo, on her ass than the toilet.
No. With that tattoo, I would have a wonderful story.
You would hope, right?
If I remembered, right?
Okay. All right, Uncle CP, final question. You're having a bad day.
Yeah.
All right.
Doing the toilet with your bare hand. I have to agree with her on that.
If you think she's miserable. Wait till you hear the choices of your last three.
Okay? Oh, no. All right.
You might be glad to unclog the toilet. Okay, you have an extremely bad day, and these three things happen to you, Uncle CP. One, the surgeon amputates the wrong leg.
Oh, whoa. Man, are you kidding me? That's it.
Okay.
The wrong leg.
Or.
Wow, that's a bad day.
Yeah, well, you think that's bad? Let me know if it gets worse with these. Two, you win the Powerball, but you lose the ticket.
Oh, man, that's messed up.
You're right.
Oh, man, I hit the Powerball, but I lose my ticket.
Yeah. Surgeon amputates the wrong leg. You win the Powerball but lose the ticket. Or three, you're buried alive.
Oh! Oh! Yeah, you know what's so weird about that?
That you were buried alive once?
That's one of my all-time fears, man.
Huh?
That is my all-time fear, because I got claustrophobia, too. Mm. I can't be locked up in a room. I've always, when I saw that movie, Buried Alive. But I have to, man. Oh, man. Those are two good ones, number one and number three. Oh, man. I don't want to lose the wrong limb. I don't want to lose the leg. But Buried Alive, oh.
Yeah, there's really no coming back from that.
Damn. Because my heart would burst anyway. I wake up and I'm in a... somewhere with pitch dark, I'm dead anyway. But my heart would burst. Oh, man.
I don't mean to laugh. But your claustrophobia would kick in so much. And you'd have multiple panic attacks. That's what you're saying.
I can't sleep in the pitch dark. I can't wake up in this pitch dark.
Wow.
I can't. I have to have a light. There's got to be a light in the room somewhere. The last time I did that was at on Julia's house, man. Yeah, I woke up and it was pitch dark. I thought I was blind. I freaked out.
So
she turned the light on.
So I
can't sleep in the pitch dark.
So that would be the master number on your misery. The surgeon amputates the wrong leg.
That's what I'm saying. It's got to be that.
Okay.
But very loud. Oh, man. Those are two good ones, man. I got to admit.
The tough choices. Okay.
But I have to go with
think about some of the worst things that could ever happen to you, they were probably
those are it, especially when you said burn lives. That's always been my number one fear.
Well, you know, those things were just apparent in a challenge. So for the both of you, that you know, I hope your days aren't as miserable as those items in the challenges. Keeping in line with this show, Lamar, what would constitute a bad day in terms of your misery index for you?
It just depends on, you know, what happens.
I guess this show was it, right?
Right. Well, no, show's entertaining. Always a pleasure.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Just get it back, a break from my normal day, tell you.
Okay, so you won't have flashbacks of thinking about a wasp flying into your mouth or anything like that.
Or a squirrel in your house.
Yeah, you won't go thinking there's a squirrel in the house. You both did fantastic. Thank you both for being part of this challenge.
You know, I live in a country, so all these ideas, these thoughts are, you know, somewhat realistic.
Yeah, I guess for you, a bad day would be a city slicker knocking on your door. Well, thank you both for being part of the challenge. It was a very unusual challenge that we had here, but you both did fantastic with it. Well, I guess we found out two very important things on today's show. One, that Uncle CP will be keeping the lights on. And two, I guess whatever you're going through, things could always get worse. I want to thank Carmen today for our trip through Germany. I'd like to thank Lamar and Uncle CP for our Misery Index Challenge. And I'm going to send you out of the window today with a group out of the Carolinas. This is Gary Louder and Smoking Hot. It's just like falling in love.
From the start, now it's 10.
We'll see you next time here on the TCT Artist Exchange.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.